Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And last year, in 2016, the Lord gave Pastor John Kilpatrick a word about the wind. And we saw the wind in 2016, the wind of God, blow all over America. It blew all over politics. It blew over business. And we're watching people. I mean, they would not have acted that way outside the wind of God. It was just blowing people every which way. And God came in, and this is what happened. Now we're standing with Israel. Our God is so kind, merciful, and powerful. But he talked about a wealth transfer that's going to be taking place, begin to take place in 2017. John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. Let's go there now.
So here's what I want to leave you with. Don't be surprised if sinners don't start giving you stuff and don't know why in the world they're giving you stuff. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Listen, you said, Brother Kilpatrick, I don't know if this can be true or not. Don't be surprised if money starts appearing in your bank account and you don't know how it got there. You can't trace it. You don't know who put it in there. And you might be sitting there saying, well, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, we wouldn't be poor and fertile. Just shut your mouth right now. Don't even go there because you won't have it. I'm telling you, nothing is impossible. God is about to bring wealth to the people of God like you can't imagine. And I tell you what I really believe. You can say what you want to. You can fall fine with me. You can bash me. You can leave out of here and say, John Kilpatrick's crazy. But I tell you what I do believe. I believe God is about to put a man in the White House that's going to bless Israel. And blessings are going to come so fast. And there's going to be godly, God-fearing people in places on his cabinet. Wealthy people. And they're going to open up the treasure chest in this nation. Money's going to flow. Things are going to be built. The treasury is going to be built up. The debt's going to be paid. The economy is going to roar. Come on, give God praise.
Is that not exciting? You're looking at wealth transfer. And the same word, the same prophetic man who gave the word in January 2016, we saw that come to pass. He's given this word. You've got to see this message. But he's saying, listen, take my word for it. You saw me give that word. You saw what God told me. And he says, you can say what you want to about me, but this is what God's doing. And we've seen it. We've seen people literally just financial blessings and provisions happening, and the year just has gotten started. They're finding money unexpectedly. We're talking like a couple $1,000, $4,000, $10,000, all this money. And God's fixing to shift the wealth. We're going to have the wealth to be able to have the harvest. It's going to take finances to be able to go on more television stations, to be able to open up places, to be able to feed the hungry, to be able to have Christian schools, because we're about to see a shift. We've been praying over the education mountain. We're about to see a shift. And I encourage you to pray for Betsy DeVos, who's going before the nomination committee to be heading up the Department of Education. She's a Christian woman. She's clear about her agenda. She believes that education belongs in the hands of the parents, and she wants to put the check in the parents' hands so they can send their kids to whatever school they want to send them to so their kids can get educated and have a great future. So excited. Remember, lift her up, because that is one of the huge strongholds that started during the Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter. There was no Department of Education prior to President Jimmy Carter. When he got in office, he started this little small department called the Department of Education. Now we have this monstrosity that's keeping and holding our kids down. They're thinking about themselves and not educating our kids. Because our kids today, some of the reports are that when they go to the workplace, corporations are talking to each other and realizing when they get there, they have to teach them what they actually supposed to have learned in their own homes and the schools. They don't know that. And they're having to teach them those type of skills and re-educate the workforce when they get there. Well, 12 years of education, a college education should have done that. But we saw some things that have been going on in the last 8 years, so we're going to have to skip up and make for that. But I'm telling you, God is pouring out such a blessing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, You can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.